Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, June 29th, 2020. I'm Rich Strappolino. Amazon announced it eliminated all single-use plastic packaging in its fulfillment centers in India. Instead, Amazon now uses paper cushions and 100% plastic-free biodegradable paper tapes, as well as plastics that are 100% recyclable through locally available channels. Last year, India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi issued a directive encouraging the country to stop using single-use plastics by 2022. The U.S. issued an executive order June 22nd suspending some new visas, including the H-1B visa granted for specialty fields. Technology Review notes this may affect U.S. AI research, as there are not enough domestic candidates. 60% of AI researchers in the U.S. receive their undergraduate degrees outside the U.S. 35% of H-1B visa holders have an AI-related degree. Canada, the UK, France, and Australia have no visa caps for AI workers. The Canadian government has posted billboards in Silicon Valley encouraging those with visa problems to apply for work in Canada. McDonald's announced a partnership with the electric vehicle charging network Instavolt to install chargers at its drive-thru locations in the UK. These chargers will offer 125 kilowatts of power, allowing vehicles to get to about an 80% charge in 20 minutes. The rollout and cost of these chargers has not been announced, but the company said its ambition is to have more charging points than any other company in the UK and Ireland. Bloomberg reports that, according to sources, as part of the U.S. Department of Justice's antitrust investigation into Apple, investigators have spoken to developers about Apple's App Store payment system for subscriptions, as well as its app review system. Interviews reportedly happened through last week, although they began in mid-2019. According to Basecamp founder David Hansen, he's been interviewed by DOJ investigators twice. A new note from Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo says Apple will not include a power adapter with the purchase of a next-generation iPhone. Kuo previously said he expects Apple to stop including wired earbuds with future iPhones as well. The analyst says Apple's will sell the upcoming iPhone 12 at the same price point as the iPhone 11, but not including the accessories will help offset increased costs of 5G networking components and allow for smaller packaging, which will reduce Apple's freight costs. Kuo says Apple will introduce a 20-watt charger that will be available for purchase separately. Apple announced it decided not to integrate 16 new web APIs into Safari, saying they would allow third parties to create scripts that would identify users and devices through fingerprinting. Apple said it would be open to reconsidering integrating the APIs if they were updated to reduce fingerprintability down the road. APIs not implemented include the ability for a website to connect or scan for Bluetooth devices, access device settings like battery status, network information, and proximity sensors, as well as accessing geolocation data. A leaked Microsoft document that showed up on Twitter by user XB1hexdecimal includes references to Microsoft's upcoming cheaper and less powerful next-gen Xbox console, codenamed Lockhart. The document also mentions a Lockhart profiling mode, which The Verge's sources say is part of the Xbox Series X developer kit, codenamed Dante, letting game developers enable a special Lockhart mode that brings performance down to 7.5 gigabytes of usable RAM, a slightly underclocked CPU speed, and around 4 teraflops of GPU performance. Password Manager 1Password introduced domain breach reports for 1Password teams and 1Password business customers. This uses information from Have I Been Pwned's password breach database to identify employee accounts that have been compromised, alert impacted users, and urge them to create new passwords. After starting a limited trial in 2018, Facebook opened up its fan subscription program to creators in Australia, Brazil, Canada, Mexico, Thailand, the United Kingdom, and the United States. This allows creators with over 10,000 followers and 50,000 post engagements in the last 60 days to charge $4.99 monthly for exclusive content and a fan badge for profiles, with Facebook taking a 30% cut. Facebook also expanded access to its Stars virtual currency to tip creators, provided new ad monetization options for short form and live videos, and updated Creator Studio with comment insights to show how comments affect engagement and audience size. Microsoft released Windows File Recovery, a command line tool to recover deleted files on local hard drives, USB drives, and SD cards. By default, the tool works with Microsoft's NTFS file system to locate files using the master file table, but a signature mode can also be used to recover files in FAT, XFAT, and ReFS file systems, although very small files cannot be recovered in this mode. And finally, the online cycling and training program Zwift and Tour de France organizer ASO announced they will hold a virtual Tour de France over 3 weekends starting July 4th. While many smaller cycling events have been canceled, the in-person Tour de France is still scheduled to take place beginning August 29th. The virtual event will take place over 6 one-hour stages, with men and women competing separately over an identical course. The first 2 stages will take place in Zwift's virtual Watopia map, with the last 4 stages taking place on a map custom made that will replicate France, including the final stage mimicking the Paris circuit. Teams will compete with a point-based system rather than using traditional times to let teams rotate riders through stages. The event will be shown on Zwift's website, the Global Cycling Network app, and through TV broadcasters in over 130 countries. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.